This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 60th All India Conference of Directors General and Inspector Generals of Police being held in Chhattisgarh today. The Prime Minister will take part in various sessions scheduled under the conference today and tomorrow. The three-day conference began yesterday at the Indian Institute of Management in Nawa Raipur. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the conference. He said the conference has been shaped as a portal of solutions to internal security, laying broad principles for strategizing and policy making. Mettle Shah said that the mettle of our police forces is evident in the success India has achieved in the last 11 years in its operations against radicalization, extremism, insurgency and narcotics. Addressing the conference, he reiterated the significance of accuracy of intelligence, clarity of objectives and synergy in action to shield the nation from the new age threats. He said the discussions held in this conference would help in preparing a roadmap for policing towards Vikasit Bharat. Union Home Minister also awarded police medals for meritorious service and trophies to the three best police stations in the country. This year, the theme of the conference is Vikasit Bharat Security Dimensions. During the conference, the Prime Minister will also present the President's Police Medal for Distinguished Service. The Election Commission, EC, has issued a point-by-point rebuttal to all apprehensions and termed the allegations made by the TMC delegation as baseless. A 10-member delegation led by Rajya Sabha MP Derek O'Brien met the Election Commission in New Delhi yesterday over the issue of the ongoing Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in West Bengal. The Commission asked the delegation to submit claims and objections after the 9th of December when the draft list is shared with them. Cyclonic storm Ditwa over coastal Sri Lanka is moving north-northwest with a speed of 7 kilometers per hour during the past 6 hours, about 40 kilometers west of Sri Lanka during the last 6 hours. It is located 270 kilometers south-southeast of Karaikal, 380 kilometers from Puducherry and 490 kilometers away from south of Chennai. It is very likely to move towards north-northwestwards across Sri Lanka and reach over southwest Bay of Bengal near North Tamil Nadu and South Andhra coast by early morning tomorrow. Sri Lanka continues to battle the escalating impact of Cyclone Ditwa, which remains active over the island. The death toll has climbed to 69, with 34 missing and more than 219,000 people affected across multiple districts. Heavy rainfall exceeding 300 millimetres, destructive winds reaching 90 kilometres an hour, widespread flooding and landslides have caused severe disruptions to transport, power supply and essential services. Authorities warn of more rain and strong winds as the cyclone moves north-northwest with a forecast for heavy to very heavy rains in most adjoining regions. More from our correspondent.
Rescue teams in Sri Lanka are racing against time as rising river levels and new landslide risks threaten more communities. Military boats and Indian naval helicopters from INS Vikrant are now reaching stranded families in remote areas. Under Operation Sagar Bandhu, an additional 80 tons of medical supplies arrived this morning, with more relief flights expected today, providing critical support as conditions continue to worsen. Disaster officials warn that major rivers, including the Kelani and Mahaveli, have reached flood alert stage. Authorities have opened 266 shelters for displaced families, activated 47 police division hotlines, and urged the public to remain alert to warnings on floods, landslides, and falling trees as adverse weather continues. Ahmed Muin Faruqi, Akashvani News, Colombo.
The star-studded closing ceremony of the 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, yesterday ended on a high note, with superstar Rajinikanth being honoured with the Lifetime Achievement Award for his 50 years in cinema. Superstar Rajinikanth was honoured by Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant with a shawl and a memento at the closing ceremony of IFFI. The icons of Indian film industry remembered the towering personalities who passed away this year, including Dharmendra, Kamini Kaushal, Sulakshana Pandit and Satish Shah. In sports, in hockey, India registered a commanding 7-0 win over Chile in their first Pool B match of men's FIH Hockey Junior World Cup 2025 yesterday at the Mayor Radhakrishnan Stadium in Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.